Yeah, we got two games today and a big game five tomorrow. And like we said, the Yankees are just sitting there waiting to see who they're going to play. And joining us now is longtime MLB catcher, former Blue Jay, former Ray, and Fox Sports analyst, a frequent guest here on Overdrive. Here is JP Arencibia. What's up, JP?
Not much, man. Enjoying this playoffs, man. Grabbing the popcorn and watching elimination baseball is pretty fun.
Do you have any preference on who gets through? The guy to my right here is dying to see Houston versus New York. He doesn't want Tampa to advance for entertainment value. Do you even care who goes through?
Honestly, I think it's like one of those things, and even if you watch the NBA, everybody wants, you know, the two top teams to go at it, and everybody will watch it. I think it was, if it comes down to Houston, LA, I think that's like as A-plus as baseball can get. But that's, you know, that's the fun part about these elimination games, is anything can happen. And in baseball in general, right? It's anything can happen. And so I would like to see Tampa go through, obviously, because of my time in Tampa. I really enjoyed the organization. I think they do a phenomenal job. And this is why they can do what they do with their payroll, is they're really good at making environments keen to winning. Like they just, it's just a really, really good place for guys to go. And you see it with a lot of different players, right? Like they go there and they all of a sudden become stars. And I think they have a good thing going there. So I actually would be okay. I think it would hurt though, the viewership if Houston's eliminated.
Bigger surprise, considering the way the two teams played in the regular season, if the Dodgers go out in the DS or if the Astros go out in the DS?
I think it's the Astros, honestly, because when you go 1-2, when you have Verlander, Gerrit Cole, and then you have a Greinke that's mixed in there and a Wade Miley, and what they've been able to do, I think that, you know, like Kershaw had a great year, but Kershaw is not, I wouldn't say that he's the Kershaw of Cy Young Kershaw. Bueller's been great. He's still young. I think you have, you know, arguably, I mean, he will be the top free agent in baseball in Gerrit Cole. And you have a Hall of Famer. And, look around that infield. I mean, you have Altuve, Bregman, Correa, and Gurriel. I mean, to me, Houston is such a top-to-bottom, unbelievable team that I think that it would be surprising because of their pitching. The Dodgers, I feel like they rake, but they have a little bit more of a hole on the pitching side, I believe.
Were you fine with Verlander pitching on short rest?
Yeah, you know, I think, listen, when you're that kind of guy and that kind of competitor and you're that special, you're going to go and knock the door down and go, hey, I want this game, because he knows that, hindsight, I have Gerrit Cole going game five. So I think it's an easier way to knock down the door and go, hey, give me it on short rest, because if not, he was probably going to have to back up Gerrit Cole. So I think as a competitor and a little selfishly, like, you want the ball. And so if not, he would have not started game five, and he would have probably had to be in the bullpen ready to rock, because you're starting Gerrit Cole. I mean, I think undoubtedly, to me, I think Gerrit Cole is the American League Cy Young Award winner. So he's the guy that you're giving the ball to. But I like it. I mean, and people try to make it of age or whatever. This guy works hard. He's proven that he stays healthy. So the Rays were able to kind of jump on him, and they were able to set the tone in that game.
Well, it speaks to the greatness of Verlander when there's an element of shock that he looks human, right? Like, Tampa's in the playoffs, man. This isn't some team that came over here from, like, Europe to play a spring training friendly.
They got unis and everything.
Yeah, they're allowed to hit and look at the tape and find pitches and, force them to throw strikes. But it just speaks to how great Verlander is.
Yeah, and you know what? Honestly, you think about it, on Tampa, they were in the best position to play that game, because their goal, it's like, they have nothing to lose. If they lose, it's like, yeah, you know, we were supposed to lose because it's the best team in baseball. We're facing the best guy, arguably, however many years. Like, let's just go out there and let it eat and see what happens. And I think that's what kind of environment that I was talking about when we first got on, what they do with Tampa, is they just have a different mentality. They're not scared, and they're the underdogs anyways, because there's a team that has a less payroll, not as big names. But, you know, don't forget, they also have, you know, Blake Snell, and they have Charlie Morton, they have Glasnow. Like, these guys were able to win games, and a lot of them, even with Blake Snell being hurt, even with Glasnow being hurt. So they have guys, right? And they have everybody in the bullpen, I feel like, nowadays, throws 120 miles an hour anyway, so it's like everybody they run out there is throwing 98.
With J.P. Arencibia, two guys you're familiar with, two managers who are on the outside looking to get back in, John Gibbons and John Farrell. Their names are starting to circulate. They want in on the Angels job. They want in on a couple of different gigs that could be open.
Well, they're going to be sitting to wait where Madden goes.
Well, yeah.
They might finish in fourth in that race.
No kidding. Do you see either guy getting back into the game?
I'm going to be honest. I don't think Farrell does. I don't think he gets a managerial position. I think that, you know, when you were in Toronto, I think that he was able to do some things and get away with it. And I think when you go to Boston, I think they're a little bit more on the baseball side of things. They were able to break him down a little bit more. I don't know if he's the best manager. I truly don't know if pitching coaches are the best managers for that point. You look at around how many successful pitching coaches are managers. So I think somebody has to be on both sides of the ball and kind of understand that stuff. So, not to take him away from any opportunity, but I don't think that he's a managerial guy for this time. I think Gibby can do it. I think Gibby would be good, if depending on the temperament of the team, right? You have to play that all into the equation, because Gibby is awesome. He's low-key. He's easy. But if you're going to want to, like, I feel like if you look at Hinch, like, I feel like Hinch is a fiery, like, young dude, and he has just a different vibe with him, where, you know, Gibby's good for different things because he's going to come in with his cowboy boots on and let the guys be themselves. I think that he would be, you know, good manager. I just think it has to take the right team to be able to have that vibe.
Enjoy the games this afternoon and game five tomorrow. JP, we always appreciate you finding time for us.
You got it. And you're talking to my boy James Neal a little bit after me, so I texted him and fired him up. He's worked as hard as anybody this offseason to be where he's at, so I'm fired up for him. So
four
let him
goals
know.
For you last night.
He had a
night,
big
man.
Night last night.
Yeah.
Well, I'm telling you, this dude's going to have a huge year. I've been around him in the offseason. He's been working his tail off. He's got some big things coming. So.
All right. Well, we'll make sure we circle back on that. And I didn't know you were his hype man, but I'm sure he'll appreciate it for sure.
Yeah, that's my boy. The real deal. He's a good one. He's
the
a good
real deal, James Neal. All right, JP. Thanks, man.
All right. You got it.
JP Arencibia. Goes way back with the real deal, James Neal.